Well, hi there, Freedom Seekers, and welcome back to our Friday episode on the podcast. I'm happy to have you here with me. First of all, let me kick it off by recapping what we talked about this week. We had two incredible guests, but starting it off was Monday with Mr. Bill Holston, who talked about the $10,000 mistake checklist and how to prevent business blunders before they cost you. He's got quite an interesting story about how he lost $100,000 and recovered, plus some tips on how you can prevent any kinds of costly mistakes like that in your business as well. Tuesday is a Lindsay-only episode, so no guest on Tuesday. We talked about the most dangerous thought you can have as an entrepreneur, and I bet you can't guess what it is. You better go find out. Listen to Tuesday's episode. On Wednesday, we welcomed Renee Williams. Renee was in the corporate banking industry and then launched her own natural beauty product, online product. And what's cool is how she went about it. She didn't do it with ads and, you know, like a Shopify store. She did it very different than what most people do, but it was really effective. So I encourage you to tune into Renee if you're thinking about starting a product business. It might give you some insight on how you want to go about it. Thursday was yesterday. What if your business plan for 2026 only had one goal? This is, as we're moving here into the third quarter, it's a great episode to listen to if you're getting started or jump on your business planning for next year. So those are the episodes we had this week. Lots of good information. And today we are going to dive into a Friday mindset. As you know, Fridays are for mindsets. And here's one that might make you a little uncomfortable. Obviously, anytime you think about mindset, usually that does happen because that's how we grow. We have to get into the zone of uncomfort. But this isn't uncomfortable because it's complicated. It's uncomfortable because it's most likely true. You're not overwhelmed because you don't have enough team or because you just have a to-do list that's bigger than your day. You're overwhelmed because on some level, the overwhelm is serving you. And until you're willing to look at what you're really getting out of staying stuck, nothing is going to change. I know for a fact, I have my own experience with this. You clear your plate, you do these things, you start to feel some peace, and then boom, it's all back again. And you just go through these cycles. And you know this is true because that just keeps happening. You're drowning. Too much to do, not enough time, can't keep up, exhausted, burnout. You know the solutions. You know you should hire someone or delegate that task or invest in a system. Sometimes you even do these things, but more often you don't. Why? Because you're caught up in doing whatever you're doing every day. I mean, you have a good reason. But soon 6 months have passed and you're having the same internal conversation. A year later, you're still in the same place, still overwhelmed, still stuck, still wondering, like, how long can I keep doing this? So here's the question. Why? Why are you choosing to stay in overwhelm when help is literally available to you? And the answer isn't what you think. It's not about money. It's not even about time. It's not even about trust. It's about identity. It's about worth. It's about what you're avoiding by staying busy. Let me say something that might sting. Your struggle isn't the problem. The struggle is your strategy. Think about what overwhelm gives you. So when you're too busy doing everything yourself, you have a built-in excuse for why you're not further along. I'd be more successful if I just had more time. Or yeah, I know I could get to this level in my business, but it's just too hard to keep up with everything. Everything's throwing at me 24/7. I'd grow faster if I wasn't so overwhelmed. I'd be hitting my goals if I could just get caught up. Or, you know, that slow season that we talked about the other day in a previous episode that really never comes, but you keep thinking it's going to come. So you keep telling yourself when that happens, then the overwhelm becomes your shield. It protects you from having to face harder questions. Is your offer actually good enough? Are you charging what you should? Do you have good systems in place? More importantly, are you afraid of success? As long as you're drowning in tasks, you never have to find out. You can tell yourself and everyone else that you're working so hard. Look at everything you're doing. Look at how much you're sacrificing. Busyness becomes your identity. This isn't about being good at what you do. You are great at what you do. And this isn't about, you know, needing to prove you're capable. And this isn't a question of you being good at what you do or your skill. You're fantastic at what you do and your skill. That's not even the question. But you're still not succeeding at the level you want because you're using overwhelm as a crutch. Here's another uncomfortable truth. You're addicted to being the hero. When you're the only one who can do things right, you get to be irreplaceable, indispensable, the linchpin that holds everything together. And you know what? It feels good. You get to say things like, I can't take time off, the business would fall apart. Or nobody does it as well as I do. Or no, my team really needs me. And there's a weird pride in that, isn't there? A sense of like importance. Look how you need, how needed you are, how validated you are. Look how much people are depending on you. But here's what you're not admitting. Being indispensable isn't the same as being successful. In fact, they're often opposites. A truly successful business doesn't need you to touch every single thing. A truly successful CEO isn't doing their team's job for them. When you insist on doing everything yourself, you're not being dedicated. You're being controlling, and you're using that control to avoid building something that could actually run without you. Because if your business could run without you, then what's your value? Then what is making you special, right? Like deep down, isn't that what you're wondering? Here's where it goes even deeper. You don't actually believe you deserve help. You tell yourself stories like, I should be able to handle this. Other people have figured it out. I know I can. I'm capable of learning this. Successful entrepreneurs do it themselves. Maybe that's your mindset. You've tied your worth to your struggle. And it honestly, I have to say, I think this is a bit of an American thing because we have this idea of this like bootstrap underdog success story. And it's almost like we think to ourselves, if I don't bootstrap this and invest my own blood, sweat, and tears, then it doesn't count. If you don't hurt, if you don't sacrifice, if you're not white knuckling your way through it, right? Like it doesn't count. That's such a fallacy. There's something buried deep in you that says suffering is a virtue, that ease is cheating, that if you're not exhausted, you're not working hard enough. So you deny yourself the very help that would set you free because accepting help would mean admitting you're not superhuman. And you've built your entire identity around being the person who can handle everything. Let me tell you what's really happening when you refuse to invest in help, even when you have the resources to do it. You're avoiding accountability. Now stay with me here. So when you're doing everything yourself and you're overwhelmed and you're buried in tasks that you have, like you have an excuse, right? You can say you're too busy to implement that marketing strategy. You're too swamped to follow up with the leads consistently, too exhausted to work on your sales process. But if you delegate all those tasks, if you free up your time, if you remove the overwhelm, then you're left with the real work, strategy, sales, growth, leadership, the things that actually require you to show up as a CEO. And maybe that sounds overwhelming in and of itself. And what if you do all that and you still don't succeed? Then you can't blame the overwhelm anymore. Then you have to face whether the problem is your offer, your positioning, your skill, or how about your commitment to your next level self? You know, that one where you're like, one day I'll like to get my business to this point. That's a big, scary, audacious goal, right? And it's terrifying. So you stay busy and you stay stuck in overwhelm. Because as long as you're drowning in tasks, you never have to find out if you're actually capable of building the business you say you want. Let me tell you about someone who came to me almost 2 years ago. She was stuck, overwhelmed, decision fatigue was holding her hostage. We did a 90-minute mapping session. This is where I work with somebody for literally 90 minutes and we get clarity. By the end of our call, she knew her messaging, her offer letter, her marketing phases. Like I broke down for her. Phase one, you're going to do these actions. And then when you get those nailed, you're going to move on to phase two. Like she had a clear roadmap that was would work. And I mean, don't we all wish we had that? Just somebody who would sit down and tell us what to do? That's exactly what she paid me for. She thanked me and she was excited. She felt motivated. And then nothing happened. For a year, she literally kept talking about her goal, but wasn't taking the actions that were laid out right in front of her because she let busyness distract her. She knew she needed to build a specific funnel that was part of the process. It was like the launch pad. And she wasn't willing to invest. She knew she couldn't do it. She had the money, but she wasn't ready to do it. And she would make excuses about the next step that needed to be done. She was working hard. Her business was still thriving, but she wasn't moving onto the path that her heart was calling her towards. Even though she had the roadmap and the blueprint, and she had the means to get it done. A year later, she came back to me, still stuck, still overwhelmed, and in the exact same place. She hired us to build the funnel, and guess what? It paid for itself within 90 days. 90 days! She spent an entire year staying stuck because she told herself she wasn't ready for it. She wasn't sure if she should afford it yet. She had the money. That wasn't the issue. It was just her commitment to herself and to her success. In the end, her ultimate goal in building that funnel was requiring her to level up. She would have to start doing new things like creating content and marketing the funnel in ways that she hadn't done before. And I think the biggest thing, just me being an outsider looking at her, we talked a lot, so I feel very confident that I could say this. She was afraid of having to learn these new things. And what if she wasn't good at it? My friend, listen, nobody's good at it when they start. That's not even realistic. But look how much she could have gained by starting a year ahead. She made her money back in 90 days. That was the easy part. The hard part came with having to market it and take it one step further. But again, she actually got herself caught back up into busyness and fixing small things that were not relevant to the process that was already working. Really, it came down to she wasn't clear about the fear she was feeling inside. She wasn't even aware of it. And I want to know, do you see yourself in this story? Is there a part of you that you're afraid to look at? Like, you're just not looking at it and you're letting busyness become your identity so that you don't have to look at it. Let's talk about what staying overwhelmed is actually costing you. And I don't mean in dollars, although that may be part of it and it is a relevant part of it, but I'm talking about the deeper currency in your life. It's costing you your vision. When you're buried in tasks, you're not thinking strategically. You're not innovating. You're not building towards anything. You're just surviving day to day. It's costing you your relationships with your family, your friends, yourself. When you're chronically overwhelmed, you have nothing left to give anyone else. You're irritable, distracted, exhausted. It's costing you your health, the stress that lacks sleep, the constant cortisol flooding through your system. You can't sustain this forever, even though you keep telling yourself you can. And it feels like that. You know, Darren Hardy said, if we took one bite of a hamburger and we instantly had heart disease, we would avoid hamburgers. But because it happens gradually, it's easy to say, I can eat this today. Tomorrow I'll eat better. The same is true here. Today I can deal with the stress. Tomorrow I'll do whatever you need to do differently, exercise, sleep, etc. That's just not working though. You are paying a silent price and it's costing you your purpose, your deeper purpose. You started your business for a reason. You want to make an impact. You want to have freedom to build something meaningful. But when was the last time you actually felt connected to that purpose? When you're drowning in overwhelm, you lose sight of why you're doing any of this. And yes, it's costing you money. A lot of it. Every day you stay overwhelmed is a day you're not growing. Every month you put off investing in help is a month of lost revenue. Every year you spend stuck in the same place is a year your competitors are leaving you behind. But more than that, it's costing you the business you could have built, the life you could be living, the person you could be becoming. The brutal truth here, here's what you need to hear. Your overwhelm is a choice. Honestly, it's a beautiful thing to hear. It is a choice. It's a hard choice, but it is a choice. And I know that feels harsh. I know you want to argue with me right now. Lindsay, you don't understand how much I have on my plate. Lindsay, it's just not that simple. I don't have a choice. I have to. But my friend, you do. You absolutely do. You're choosing to do everything yourself instead of delegating. You're choosing to stay busy instead of getting strategic. Listen to me when I say that. You're choosing to stay busy instead of getting strategic. For those of you who lack the extra income to invest in team or delegating, okay, because I'm sure that is an excuse, you need to look at what you're doing every day. You're probably spending time on things that are not making you money, and you're not being strategic. You're choosing the busy work. You're choosing familiar overwhelm over uncertain growth. Be real. And I'm not saying this to shame you. I'm saying this to wake you up, because until you own that this is a choice, you can't make a different one. So what's the way out now? How do you break this pattern? It starts with getting honest about what the overwhelm is giving you. Sit down with a journal and finish these sentences. If I wasn't so overwhelmed, I'd have to face blank. Being busy allows me to avoid blank. If my business ran without me, I'd be afraid that blank. I believe I don't deserve help because blank. Write the ugly truth, that stuff you don't want to admit, even to yourself. Because once you see what you're really protecting by staying overwhelmed, you can decide if it's actually worth protecting. Here's the transformation that you're really longing for. You need to stop tying your worth to your struggle. Your value is not in how much you can handle. Your value isn't in being the hero who does everything. Your value isn't in your exhaustion. Your value is in your vision, your leadership, your ability to build something bigger than yourself. And none of that happens when you're buried in tasks that someone else can do. You need to give yourself permission to get help. Not someday, not when you're more successful, now. You need to give yourself permission to build a business that doesn't require you to sacrifice your health, your relationships, and your sanity. You need to give yourself permission to be a CEO, not a martyr. Here's what I want you to ask yourself. What if I wasn't afraid? What would I do? If you weren't afraid of delegating, what would you hand off first? If you weren't afraid of investing, where would you put your money? If you weren't afraid of what would happen if you actually had time and space to think, what would you build? If you weren't afraid of finding out whether you can actually do this, what would you try? Your answers to those questions, that's your roadmap out of overwhelm. You're not going to feel ready ever. You're not going to feel like you have enough time or enough money or enough clarity. You're waiting for permission that's never coming. You're waiting for certainty that doesn't exist. Meanwhile, your life is passing. Your business is stagnating. Your dreams are on hold. And the saddest part, the help you need is available right now. You just need to be brave enough to accept it. Have the courage to reach for it. If you're recognizing yourself in this episode, if you're seeing the ways you've been choosing overwhelm over growth, we can help you break the pattern. Emily and I at Biz in a Box Solutions, we don't just build systems and funnels. We help you face what you've been avoiding. We help you see the gaps you can't see because you're too close. We help you stop doing the busy work and start doing the things that build traction in your business that give you freedom. You can book a consultation, take that step. The link is in the show notes. Come ready to be honest about where you're stuck and where you're really afraid of going. Because once we name it, we can change it. Friend, you deserve a business that doesn't require you to be exhausted. You deserve help. You deserve to build something that gives you the freedom you started this journey seeking. But you have to choose it. You have to choose growth over comfort. You have to choose investment over protection. You have to choose the unknown of success over the familiar safety of overwhelm. Are you ready for the big challenge? What's one thing you're going to stop doing yourself this week? What's one area that you're going to choose help over heroism? Start there. Take a simple step. Not next month, not after you make a plan, not when you're less busy. Next week, starting Monday, because your business and your life are worth it. You are worth it. All right, my dear friends, thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, bye for now.